Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Good morning. Would any children who are here come on up? Especially because I'm going to talk about sports. I definitely need some children who know anything about sports to come up. Okay? So in the gospel lesson this morning, Jesus is obviously teaching us something about giving, because we have these two examples of the rich people who are super showy in their giving and this poor widow who is very humble in her giving. And all through the fall, we've been talking about our stewardship campaign and the theme of God as the giver. So I want you guys to help me understand a couple of things that Jesus might be teaching us here. So let's think about all of the talents that we're given in our lives. So can you guys tell me some things that you feel particularly talented in? What is something that you're really good at doing, Eric?
Baseball.
Baseball. Awesome. How about other folks? Thomas Brissette?
Basketball.
I knew it. Yes. Brent?
Golf.
Teddy?
Soccer.
Tom? Swimming. So when God gives us a talent, we use it 110%, right? When you play basketball, Thomas, you play 26 hours a day, right? All the time. Or when you, let's think about some of the talented people that we know who play for the Patriots. Like Steve, yes, Allie?
Tom Brady,
he's one of them. I was actually thinking about Steve Gostkowski, because who knows how many field goals he has made this year? What percentage? What percentage, Jake? 100%. How impressive is that? 100% of field goals he's made this year. That's pretty cool. So when Steve Gostkowski goes out there to kick a field goal, we know that he's giving it his all. Now, this is kind of an interesting thing, because in other parts of the Bible, it tells us that we should give 10%, 10% of the money that we have. But that would be really weird if Steve Gostkowski went out there and was like, I'm going to give 10% today. How about that? That'll really impress the coach and all the fans, won't it? Yeah, I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. When God gives you a talent, you use it. You're so excited and joyful and grateful to have the talent of basketball or singing. Or if you have a test at school, it would be really weird if you went into your math test and you thought, today I'm going to give 11%. That's going to be the coolest thing that I do all day. 11%, won't that be great? I think your math teacher would be a little disappointed in you if that's all you gave. So when God gives us things, God loves to see us using those talents joyfully and completely, not holding anything back. Now, we all have slumps. Who knows about the Red Sox first base player? Mike Napoli. Yeah, he had a pretty big slump, and is actually not a Red Sox player anymore because of that. Because there are times in our lives where it's hard for us. Sometimes we get all tight and tense, and so we might have a natural talent, but when we get all tight and tensed and worried about it, we can't use it. He batted, what, like less than 10%? I'm looking at my expert here. Yeah, I mean, Mike Napoli did a terrible job, and so he had to be traded. When we find ourselves in our lives getting really tense about anything, we don't show our talent and all of the amazing things that we can do. Like, Bryn, when you're golfing, if you get really tense when you're swinging, what happens to your ball?
It doesn't go far.
It doesn't go far, or it goes, woo, off into the woods, right? Right. So there's something about the quality of our hearts and what we do with what God has given us that is the most important thing. When Jesus is teaching us about these two people and how they're giving, we have a sense of that. It's not so important to Jesus that the rich people give $10,000 because they're all showy and braggy And they don't do it with a sense of joy and peace in their hearts. They do it because they want to impress people. But the widow, Jesus must have seen something in her when she was giving that was so good and pure and joyful that it caught his attention. There's a couple of reasons we know that it probably wasn't the externals, the outside things about her giving that was so important to Jesus. Because we know, just a couple chapters ago in Mark, Jesus was very frustrated with the temple and actually went in and cleaned out the money changers. He was always fighting with the leaders of the temple, the scribes and the Pharisees. So it probably wasn't the fact that the widow was giving her 2 pennies to the temple that impressed Jesus so much. It was the way that she was giving that probably caught his attention. Jesus might not have known that those were her last 2 pennies. We've come to understand that. Like, later on we learned that. But unless he knew her really well, how would he know that those were her last 2 pennies? She was giving with something beautiful in her heart that caught Jesus' attention. And for all of us, money can be one of those things that makes us get really tense. Money is one of those things for every single person on earth that can cause us to get tense and not to be full of joy and gratitude. And it's funny because it's not just poor people. You would think that people who only have 2 pennies would be the most tense about money, right? That they would be so worried about how they were going to live. But when Patrick and Sophie and the rest of us were on Rosebud, we met people who had very few external resources, but the biggest hearts full of joy and gratitude and openness that you could imagine. So sometimes it's having a lot of money that makes us really tense because we get so worried about losing it. Like maybe Mike Napoli got so tense about his batting because he used to be so good and he really, 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 really wanted to keep on being that good. So when we think about these lessons this week in the context of the stewardship campaign here at St. Mary's, as much as I might want to say to you, Jesus wants you to give it all, it's not really about those external things. Jesus wants every single one of us to give our talents, our time, our money, all of the gifts that have come into our life with a sense of gratitude and joy. Because we know that it looks so beautiful, it shares joy and love and hope with the world. When we have that in our hearts, it gets so fun to watch Thomas play basketball or Eric play baseball or Bryn play golf. When you see somebody doing something that they love and that brings them joy, it's so beautiful to watch. So I hope that as we all pray about what God is calling us to be like as givers, we'll hold these examples in our minds of people who give with a sense of completeness, who give 150% because they are so full of gratitude and joy and are happy to share whatever it is that they're called to share. And that in those places in our hearts where we start to feel tight and worried about whatever it might be, our talents, our money, whatever it might be, that we can feel Jesus come up to us and say, it's okay. So we all go through slumps. We all go through times when we're super tight. But God is always with us. God is always ready to give us more. God is always ready to fill us with joy. And that's what we can share with the world around us.